in her voice that's betting Jolly's done something stupid. "We'll just be there, that's all," I tell my mom, and I'm on the edge of getting rude, so we say goodbye. We pack Jeremy a bag, including his blanket and a truck and two books, and he says sure, he wants to see my house. I explain Jilly gets to go to a great big hospital. Jeremy, he deserves a trip too, and we're going to go on the bus, and he can help carry his clothes in the grocery bag I found under the sink. I leave a note for Jolly, so she'll know. Mr. Jeremy tells two riders on the bus all about Jilly threw up and she's taken a nap in the truck and Mommy hit her and blowed on her. This isn't the way I tell it, but I sit there listening to the two ladies admiring how straight he sits like a good boy and shaking their heads what a shame it is to hit a child. Me? I tell how Jeremy pushed the 9 on the phone, and I tell how Jolly never once stopped doing what she was doing to save her child from dying in front of her on the floor. I sit on the bus holding Jeremy's clothes in the grocery bag, and I look at his legs swinging back and forth